this audience size is increasing, and I have you guys to thank for that. I really do appreciate it. I was listening to an interview with Jeff Bezos, and it was amazing, interesting to hear how far in advance they are projecting their quarterly earnings to be and how futuristic and how forward looking they are. Obviously, you know, we're not Amazon, we're not of that same size, but we can take some principles away from that, meaning, hey, let's plan for Q3, Q4, and the things that you probably noticed or maybe had overlooked, we can plan for now. So for me, I'm thinking it's time to start inquiring about gym space, gym availability. If you don't have any lease or have gym space, it's time to inquire about gym times and openings, because I guarantee AAU, gymnastics, and all these other sports instruction businesses are all looking for gym space, right? I think I forget, and we probably forget, that we're not the only sport that uses a court that goes inside. You have volleyball, you have pickleball, you've got gymnastics, you've got all these things, wrestling, and they need space as well, right? So it's time to start looking for the gym space. And it's not just about gym space. It's about looking ahead, looking forward. And one thing that has been beneficial to me has been looking forward to see, as we look for gym space, trying to find out, where do most of our customers actually come from? And if you have done that thought experiment, it may actually surprise you. So I'm realizing that most of our customers actually come from one area. While I thought it was a different area, it's not exactly true. And once we figure that out, it changes a lot of things. One, it changes where we try to find a permanent setup. It also changes where we start to actually target our advertising dollars, our money, or spend. And you get more results when you target those higher, those more dense areas. But that's something where I thought one area was where most of our customers came from. It was the exact opposite. And I do it by school district, not by what city or what. I think the school district is the best bet, because you can get a good idea of where most of your athletes live. So that's the main thing today. Honestly, it's a quick one. Getting ready to work. And I hope that you have a good grasp. It's worth taking an hour to go through your customer database and trying to figure out what school district they attend, what school they go to. And if you don't have that set up, you could probably just do it moving forward by having those fields in your forms, their intake forms that customers fill out whenever they're starting to train with you. So hopefully you get that data. Hopefully you do that thought experiment, and hopefully it changes your decision making in your basketball training business. Next time, I'll talk to you soon.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.